President Bush has said that he is going to Africa to offer, in his words, hope where there is despair. Well, one country on the president's itinerary illustrates that hope can replace despair in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Uganda is the only country on the continent that has dramatically slashed its rate of HIV infection. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
3 times a week, the hallways of a modern health clinic in the Ugandan capital of Kampala overflow with patients. They squeeze onto benches in the foyer and they line the first floor corridor. On a continent where AIDS carries a heavy social stigma, and some people still debate whether HIV is real, people here talk openly about the disease.
Everybody you see here is HIV positive. They're not hiding.
Alex Kutino is the executive director of TASO, or the AIDS Support Organization in Uganda, which runs this clinic.
And if you were to ask them, they would tell you that they're HIV positive. So that, in a sense, has been one of the biggest contributions the government has done.
Because it's impossible to fight an epidemic, Kutino says, if everyone in the community denies the disease exists. While HIV rates across much of Africa have increased, Uganda's rate has declined steadily from almost 30% 15 years ago to just 6% now. Kutino credits the drop to President Yoweri Museveni making HIV a national priority since he seized power in 1986. TASO demonstrates Uganda's comprehensive attack on HIV. It offers counseling, basic medical care, and even a choir for people who are HIV positive. And the Ugandan government, with help from international aid organizations, has blanketed the country with information about AIDS and HIV.
Hello, and welcome to the Straight Talk Radio Show, the show that helps you delay sex, so always use condoms.
The Straight Talk radio program airs in several languages on 15 stations across Uganda. Its goal is to educate teenagers about HIV. Sanyu Kagwa, the host of the English show, says you can't talk to teens in Uganda about HIV without talking frankly about their daily lives, about poverty, and about the brutal rebel war in the north of the country.
You need to first address what they're going through. You need to tell them that although they're rebels here, you shouldn't lose hope. The war will end one day. Don't, you know, have unprotected sex because of this and that and that. And of course, the way we talk to these different communities, depending on whatever the problem is different.
Uganda launched its first major anti-AIDS campaign in the late 1980s called ABC. A, abstain. If you can't abstain, B, be faithful. And if you can't be faithful, C, use a condom. The campaign was simple and acknowledged that just say no doesn't always work when it comes to sex. President Museveni also enlisted religious leaders in the fight against HIV, and he flooded the country with condoms. Ruben Del Prado, the head of the United Nations AIDS Office in Uganda, says the government's campaign was successful because it took a broad approach to the problem.
And I really want to warn researchers that are coming into Uganda to show, you know, it was abstinence or be faithful or condoms, you know, it's the or. It's not. It is a fallacy.
Uganda's success was due to much more than the ABC campaign, Del Prado says. It was the combination of numerous efforts that pushed down the country's HIV rate. And even with the country's success in tackling HIV, the virus has had devastating effects. It's left 2 million children as orphans. Jason Bobian, NPR News.